I'm Ryan Daniels. A deal is done in D.C. to keep the lights on in the federal government, at least another week.
The government was set to run out of money Friday. The $858 billion National Defense Authorization Act extends funding for federal agencies for another week as Congress continues to iron out a massive full-year spending package. I'm Tim Berg.
Congress recently reaching an agreement to fund national defense, setting the next year's budget for the military in amended legislation. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell discusses one provision to counter the Chinese government's influence.
It will authorize a new joint force headquarters right there in the region and make sure that U.S. military installations are not commercial destinations for goods that have been produced with Uyghur slave labor.
Referring to the Uyghur Muslims under an alleged genocide and slavery in China. It's a cold night for millions in America. From the Dakotas and upper Midwest region to the Northeast, there are concerns about severe weather, heavy rain, high wind, and blowing snow.
Tow trucks, loaders, snowblowers, we got plenty of gas, plenty of fuel, we got plenty of salt. We are ready to respond up to 6,500 utility workers, which really are become frontline workers when you're desperately trying to get the heat back on in the house.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul, peak snowfall expected to reach 1 to 2 inches in New York State from tonight into Friday morning. Amid lots of other gloomy economic news, here's one tiny bright spot. Mortgage rates are down.
Slightly down. Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan is now 6.31%, down 0.02 of a point from the week before. A year ago, you could score that loan for 3.1%. Rates have been rising, but analysts say the mortgage rate declines of the past 5 weeks could be a sign that inflation has peaked. I'm Rich Johnson.
This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Picking up the pieces in Louisiana and in the Big Easy following deadly and devastating storms there this week. City streets in New Orleans rocked by a tornado Wednesday, causing damage to several homes in the area. City Sanitation Director Matt Torrey.
Our crews will continue to be working daily, sun up to sundown, until the debris is collected. And we'll work collaboratively with residents to make sure that we're getting them back in good working order at their households.
At least 3 people are dead elsewhere in Louisiana. New Orleans was also hit by tornadoes back in March. Americans can order 4 more free COVID-19 tests through the mail. Started today, part of the Biden administration's plan to deal with an increase in COVID cases sparked by indoor holiday gatherings. The test can be ordered on covidtests.gov. The government urging folks to test themselves when they have symptoms and before visiting with family. The U.S. National Archives dumping thousands of new documents, perhaps shedding new light on the Kennedy assassination.
The information comes from about 8,000 documents related to the death of President John F. Kennedy. However, a White House memo adds that there are a number of records that contain information for, quote, continued postponement of public disclosure until June 30th. It notes that those files may cause harm to defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963 in Dallas, Texas. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.